This question is for everyone but Lena. Each and every one of you, this is the Long Beach Democratic Club. What, if anything, have you ever done in the city of Long Beach?
What have I done in the city of Long Beach? Primarily, I work here in the city of Long Beach. For the past 5 years, my law firm is in the city of Long Beach, so I'm invested in the community. Besides living, working, and playing in the city of Long Beach, I work with the American Red Cross in conjunction and bringing resources. What I've tried to do is basically partner up with organizations that are all around the area, right? Because Bell is incredibly small. We're 2.5 square miles. So in the process of trying to fix, basically equip my community with earthquake preparedness, I was told that one of the dangers actually wasn't even so much earthquake, but fire. So we partnered up with the American Red Cross in Long Beach, and together we have been targeting different communities all around the 33rd. So when I say I'm invested, I'm committed to the 33rd, I mean it. I mean, my bread and butter comes from the city of Long Beach. So I hope to continue working. I do not think that it's great, and I'm really glad that you mentioned that. I think the division that exists right now between the Southeast and Long Beach is something that is hurting us, because together we can advocate for so much more. You know, it's almost like the line stops at Lakewood or Long Beach, and that shouldn't be the case, because we can help each other leverage our resources and our advocacy to be able to bring districts and, I mean, to be able to bring resources and recognize that the district is one, not just Long Beach and all these other cities, or all these other cities and just Long Beach. We're one district and different needs, but leverage to be able to get them.
Thank you. Thank you for that question. So a couple of things I actually just want to thank on Long Beach for helping me start my youth employment program. When I got on the council, right away I met up with Mayor Robert Garcia to ask for his help. And the majority of my youth in Southgate, sometimes they don't get out, right? And the first thing he did was like bring them to the port. You know, I want to talk to them. I want to expose them to what else is out there. So we collaborated a youth employment program, both Long Beach and Southgate. Also, I sat as a stakeholder on the Lower LA River Revitalization Plan, which actually ends in Long Beach too. It's a huge project we have. And while at Cal State Long Beach, I spent a whole year with my Cambodian community. I studied at Banyaseta University and studied art therapy. So very invested in our Cambodian community here in Long Beach. After the Khmer Rouge, as we know, you guys have an amazing immigrant Cambodian community here that it's thanks to them that really opened up my eyes, and I absolutely love them. So we've worked different art therapy programs with them as well. I've been fortunate to go back after being out there with a couple of residents from Long Beach 3 times. So that's what I've done here.
As I mentioned earlier, I have my undergraduate degree and my first master's degree from Cal State Long Beach. I actually started my community service in the city of Long Beach as a volunteer during my time as an undergraduate student. I was a volunteer at Central Shalom. During my time as an undergraduate student, I met Tonya Reyes Iranga, who was an activist and a very, very involved in Long Beach politics. We helped her advocate to create districts here in the city of Long Beach when there were no districts, so that we can have a diverse perspective on the city council. I walked precincts for Tonya to help her get elected. I also worked for the Long Beach Women's Center, which, as I mentioned, is an organization that provides services to battered women here. And during my time there, we created the sexual assault response team with the Long Beach Police Department. We also created the domestic assault response team, which responded with law enforcement to any domestic violence calls and any sexual assault calls that were made to the Long Beach Police Department. I'm proud to have supported Lena when she first ran for city council. I had a fundraiser for her, along with Hispanas Organized for Political Equality, when she decided to run for the city council. I have been an active member of the Long Beach Young Democratic Club. I'm no longer qualified for that club, I guess. I have been an active member of the Long Beach Democratic Club. And to be quite frank with you, I believe that the city of Long Beach is the economic engine of this district, the 33rd Senate District. And I will work to make sure that we continue to build on the economic infrastructure that we have in place. We also, when I served on the City Council, because we recognized Long Beach as a model city, we hired Roger Haley out of your redevelopment department. He was one of the individuals that helped start rebuilding the city. We brought him to the City of Lynnwood to help us do redevelopment. So I recognize Long Beach as one of the important cities, and I look forward to continuing to work and represent Long Beach. I actually also represent the City of Long Beach on the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. I work to pass environmental legislation, including the Climate Action Plan, which impacts the entire region that stretches from East LA to the City of Long Beach. So that is my work. In addition to others, I think I'll stop there. Any of you have participated in the Turf It Out program where you remove grass and replace it with drought-tolerant plants? That's a program that I helped bring to Long Beach through the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Thank you.
I'll take the opportunity to at least show some honesty. I don't think I've done anything specifically for Long Beach only. I've been active in Democratic politics, in nearby clubs. I was an officer on two other clubs in the LA area. I want to learn a lot of, about the needs of Long Beach. I've certainly studied quite a bit. I've spent some time in Long Beach. I'm planning to spend at least 2 days a week holding gatherings in parks in Long Beach. That's the information on that's going to be the voter information guide statement that I have coming out. I'm very eager to talk to Long Beach residents and serve Long Beach well.
Couple more questions?
I have a question. Hey, Udawalk, Jonah back. I'm in the kids section. I'm a community college alumni, and I serve on the Long Beach City College Board. One of the things that folks overlook is we're open for everybody. So we have veterans, formerly incarcerated, high school dropouts, you know, people who want to do home remodeling. We got it all. But one of the things is the state really has to push us to do things, particularly with our homeless students. About 10% of our population is homeless. We found students in our utility closets, parking in their cars on campus, and it's through the state legislature that required us to open our showers a couple times a week so students could take showers. There's a bill pending to make a safe parking area where students can park overnight without being harassed or their car impounded. So a question for all of you, what would you do in the state legislature to help our most vulnerable students in the community college system? Because we have 2.3 million students statewide that are in California community colleges. One-man answers.
All right. Everyone likes the one-minute answers. And go. All right. So 1 in 6 students in the community college system are experiencing homelessness. 2 years ago, my former chief of staff, Corey Allen in the back, and I woke up. It was on my birthday. And I said, if I'm going to understand this issue, I can't just talk the talk. I have to be out there and walk it. So I woke up at 4 in the morning to go and be a part of the homeless count. And I found already a handful of Long Beach City College students at Drake Park in my neighborhood. So the first thing I would do, and we're already going to be bullish on this, is affordable housing for students. I think it is so very important that we dedicate housing for very low income. We always talk about AMI levels, average median income levels. When we talk about affordable, we need to ensure that we're including affordable for students and even faculty members, but especially for students around housing. My company that I work for, Microsoft, just did something similar in Washington. They gave $500 million to the city of Seattle to ensure that student housing and tech housing around the campus that we have included, you know, student housing as well. And that was $500 million from large corporations that we can do here in the state of California as well.
What I would do is actually, I would push for free college, community college, for the first 2 years in order to alleviate the burden, the financial burden that many students have that could be used. Those monies could be used for housing. So that's one component. And then the second thing, like Lena mentioned, the lack of affordable housing in the state is atrocious. And it's atrocious because why? Because we've actually, the government, cities in particular, have put so many impediments that it's made it extremely difficult to create housing where everybody can afford to live, right? If there's a low supply, there's a high demand, the price is going to skyrocket. If there's a lot of supply, less demand, obviously the rents are going to go lower. So what we need to do is make sure that there is enough capacity, enough demand, so that we don't have to worry about these escalating prices. But in the immediate need, we have to look at education. We have to make it easier for students to go to school and therefore have those monies and save it so that they can have a place to live.
Thank you for asking that question, as our youth, our students are the future workforce and the future of our community. Like I mentioned, just in Southgate, a two-bedroom home that's falling apart is $500,000. It's ridiculous. And I'll be honest, I just finally paid off all my student loans after a while because that's what we live in. I moved back with my parents to be able to pay off my car and pay off all my student loans. Now, the burden that's being placed on our students is the increase in student fees. Why? Why are we, you know, having them to become responsible for the misuse of funding, right? Student housing is key. Absolutely. I believe, how are they educating themselves, right? So giving them student housing, low cost, job creation with wages that are sustainable, not your retail $15, you know, an hour. It's we need jobs that can sustain a whole family household, jobs that, you know, will bring a spending power to our community where they could send off their kids to college, a purchasing power, vehicles, and all of that. So that's a key factor. We need that. So thank you for asking that question.
So there's a lot of issues there. Just easy and small ones, we could make the police stop bothering people who sleep in cars. For a short time when I was 18, I lived out of a car. Almost every night, I would be bothered by a cop. So that's an easy thing we could do. Harder things, we need to increase urban housing supply by about 2% a year, I figure, for maybe the next 10 years or about that. There's just not enough urban housing. And it creates a market where people cannot afford housing. Even more ambitious, you know, Prop 13 probably gets in the way, and I know it's hard to deal with, but I'd still try. Maybe increase property taxes and then redistribute some of the money from that to basic income. Essentially, make it so that people who live in a household where the value of the real estate is over $250,000 per resident would be subsidizing the housing of people who don't have that.
I have been teaching in the community college system since 2009, and what I see in the community college system is that we don't integrate housing as a part of the services that we provide our students. So I would be interested in providing funding for community colleges to build housing developments around their colleges so that they can provide housing for their students.